head over to the livestock side. A lot of guys not happy with the prices that we saw last week on the cash cattle market.
Yeah, it's really turned. Sometimes it's really amazing how quickly the sentiment can change in this cattle market. You know, cash trade in the north was lower, in Southern Plains 168, down 5 cents, and futures kind of not recovering at all today. I thought maybe we'd open lower and kick higher, but we have not seen anything close to a higher trade today. So, Susan, my sources are telling me that the wholesale beef market will trade sharply lower this week, and I'm afraid that's going to bring some more pressure in the futures as well as the cash steer market.
I was just going to ask, is this going to be a trend we're going to see through the end of the year?
Well, I think so. I think now that we've done what we've done, it'll trigger a wave of technical selling, first of all, and then if that wholesale beef breaks down, that'll encourage all types of selling. And it'll set us up for a major downward correction, probably should take us lower, into the end of the year, at least toward late December.
What about the pressure the hogs continue to be under?
Yeah, that market certainly not getting any help from the pork or from the beef trade. That's been one bullish factor to the pork, is the fact that wholesale beef was so high. So we're not getting any help from that end. Look for expansion to be confirmed later this month on the hog and pig report, and weights are still up, and product is sluggish. Exports are struggling. I think hogs remain in a downtrend.
What about the concerns of, where did I see this, South Korea confirming foot and mouth disease again?
You're right. We have to watch that. That's a real, obviously, a very major concern for them. Last time that happened, it was pretty devastating. And then in the months that followed, they were a big importer of pork. Let's really, for their sake, hope that does not escalate. That's a situation to be monitored for sure.